This is the reading for December 15th, Zechariah chapter 2. Then I looked up and saw a man holding a line for measuring things. I asked him, "Where are you going?" He said to me, "I am going to measure Jerusalem, to see how wide and how long it is." Then the angel who was talking with me left, and another angel came out to meet him. The second angel said to him, "Run and tell that young man, Jerusalem will become a city without walls, because there will be so many people and cattle in it. I will be a wall of fire around it, says the Lord, and I will be the glory within it. Oh no, oh no, run away from Babylon, because I have scattered you like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord. Oh no, Jerusalem, escape, you who live right in Babylon. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. After he has honored me and sent me against the nations who took your possessions, because whoever touches you hurts what is precious to me, I will shake my hand against them so that their slaves will rob them. Then you will know that the Lord All-Powerful sent me. Shout and be glad, Jerusalem. I am coming and I will live among you, says the Lord. At that time, people from many nations will join with the Lord and will become my people. Then I will live among you and you will know that the Lord All-Powerful has sent me to you. The Lord will take Judah as his own part of the Holy Land, and Jerusalem will be his chosen city again. Be silent, everyone, in the presence of the Lord. He is coming out of the holy place where he lives.
Chapter 6.
I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Go." Then I looked, and there was a white horse, and its rider had a bow. He was given a crown and rode off as a warrior to win battles. When the Lamb opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Go." A second horse went out. It was fiery red. Its rider was given the power to take peace away from the earth and to make people slaughter one another. So he was given a large sword. When the Lamb opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Go." I looked, and there was a black horse, and its rider held a scale. I heard what sounded like a voice from among the four living creatures, saying, "A quart of wheat for a day's pay, or 3 quarts of barley for a day's pay, but do not damage the olive oil and the wine." When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Go." I looked, and there was a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death. Hell followed him. They were given power over 1/4 of the earth to kill people using wars, famines, plagues, and the wild animals on the earth. When the Lamb opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of God's word and the testimony they had given about him. They cried out in a loud voice, "Holy and true Master, how long before you judge and take revenge on those living on the earth who shed our blood?" Each of the souls was given a white robe. They were told to rest a little longer until all their co-workers, the other Christians, would be killed as they had been killed. I watched as the Lamb opened the sixth seal. A powerful earthquake struck. The sun turned as black as sackcloth made of hair. The full moon turned as red as blood. The stars fell from the sky to the earth like figs dropping from a fig tree when it's shaken by a strong wind. The sky vanished like a scroll being rolled up. Every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the important people, the generals, the rich, the powerful, and all the slaves and free people hid themselves in caves and among the rocks in the mountains. They said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the anger of the Lamb, because the frightening day of their anger has come, and who is able to endure it?"